You're listening to ChoChat, the weekly Chinese language learning podcast that breaks down vocabulary and grammar and provides listening practice through natural conversations about culture, trends, and other useful topics.
Each episode is accompanied by transcripts so you can follow along with us. Members also have access to weekly guided readings and weekly grammar lessons. Additionally, if you would like to have personalized one-on-one instruction from Karen, you can book a lesson on iTalki.
To check out free samples or book a lesson, find the links in the description. 我是 Karen.
我是 Bai Wei. We are broadcasting from Houston, Texas.
So today we brought Crockett to his second dog frisbee competition.
Yes, we did.
How did you?
He did fantastic. We set a new personal record.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So do you want to go again next week?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
How would you say that in Chinese pop quiz?
我想再去。
That's right. So today we're going to talk about the usage of 再 in Chinese because you see it everywhere and it has very versatile usage.
Mm-hmm.
好的。So the first time you see this character in a word might be 再见。
再见。Oh yeah, that is that character, which mm-hmm. means goodbye mm-hmm. and 见 means see, so it's like see you again.
That's right. So, 再 is again, and 见 is to meet. 再见 literally means meet again. Mm-hmm. And this is the formal way in Chinese to say goodbye. So, from this phrase, we can tell 再 is used before the...
verb.
Yes. 再 is an adverb in Chinese, and most Chinese adverbs are used before the verb.
Oh, it's an adverb. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay, so the grammatical structure is 在 plus a verb, sometimes a quantity, if there is one. When you have quantity, you need the measure word for that quantity, and you have the noun. If you don't remember all this, that's fine. Just remember 在 is used before the verb. So let's take a look at some other example. We mentioned 在 means again.So, the first usage of this character is to repeat an action, usually indicating in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, somebody is going to repeat an action in the future again.
Okay, I'm following.
比如再说一遍。
再说一遍。Please say it again.
Yes.
Very useful phrase, by the way. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're just having conversation with Chinese people, you might not understand everything that they say because they're speaking too fast. You can say, 再说一遍,说慢一点吧。
I would throw in a 请 in there.
Just to be polite, you're right.
So 请再说一遍 means please say it again.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, the English sentence and the Chinese one, sentence order-wise,is quite different.
对。
So let's break it apart. 再, which means?
Again.
说。
Say.
一遍。
One time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So 遍 is a measure word. 再说一遍。Say it one more time. 再试一次。
Try again.
对。再。
Again.
试。
Try.
一次。
One time.
对。So, 次 is also a measure word.
So, it's like, give it another try would be the best translation for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes in English, you wouldn't translate it necessarily directly into again.
Yeah, because if that was the case, you would say, again, try one time.
Yeah. Sometimes it's translated into again. Sometimes it's translated into another.
Mm-hmm.
What about 再吃一点儿?
Ooh, okay. I see where you're going with this. So this actually means eat more,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's literally, like if you literally translated it, 再吃一点, it'd be like, again, eat a little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So the second usage of this character is to continue an action to the future.
Mm.
Or if you're repeating it, in a sense, you are continuing this action.
How?
Right. This one is might be a little bit harder to get your head around, because in English you would say eat more.
对.
In Chinese, we use 再 to express this. Eat again. Eat a little bit again.
Yep, but you can also say more too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could say 吃多一点.
Yes.
Yeah, same thing. But I think this character 再 is one of those that, like, the more you use it, the more you hear it, the more you listen to it, you start to get a feeling for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
对, huh? 再吃一点, something you might hear a lot from your Chinese mother-in-law, father-in-law.
Or a host.
Yes.
Especially if they're hosting you at their house, you're going to hear that phrase for sure.
Okay, 好的。You don't have to necessarily say e after the verb. You can change it up to any quantity of the noun you like. For instance, you should eat one more, well, that's also one. You should eat two more bowls of rice.
再吃两碗。两碗, I forget the tone. Is it 碗?
Yes.
Okay.
两碗 what?
再吃两碗米饭。
对。
Or 两碗饭。
对。再吃两碗饭。
嗯。
So, let's just break it apart. 再。
Again.
吃。
Eat.
两。
Two.
碗。
Bowls.
饭。
Of rice.
对。所以碗 is the measure word.If you have a quantity, you need a measure word after that quantity. 两碗, two bowls of 饭, rice. 再吃两碗饭。
Mm-hmm.
好。再睡一会儿。
再睡一会儿。Sleep a bit more.
对。好。So this one means to continue the action of sleeping.
对。
嗯。好。所以 the first usage or...meaning of 再 is to repeat an action in the future or to continue an action in the future.
Okay.
好。所以 in the beginning of the podcast, you say, 下个星期我想再去这个比赛。
Okay. 下个星期我想再去这个比赛。That means...Next week, I would like to go to this competition again.
Right. And what is the verb in the sentence?
去.
Yes. So where is 在?
Right before 去.
Right. 在去. And then the noun is 这个比赛, this competition.
对.
好. Is there any questions so far?
Not about what you just explained, but I do want to ask...And I'm sure we'll get into this. When to use 在 and when to use 有. Because 有 is a very similar sort of word, right?
Yes. For example?
Well, for example, like if you say 在吃一碗饭, okay? If someone just went ahead and ate the...bowl of rice, like without being offered or without asking, you might say, and you're surprised, you might say, 你又吃一碗饭, 对不对?
Yes. So in that example, you already pointed out the difference.
Okay. Okay. Well, it just came to me as I was saying the example. So,
so if someone already ate another bowl of rice, you would say, 又吃了一碗饭. You would use 又.
Yes. And,correct me if I'm wrong, but this is usually when someone's surprised. Like, whoa, you must be hungry.
In this scenario, the speaker does seem surprised, mm-hmm. but that's not define the usage of yo.
Okay. It doesn't, they don't have to be necessarily. Yeah. Give me an example of one where they're not surprised.
今天我们又去了飞盘比赛。
Okay, so the action already happened.
Yes.
Gotcha. Is that the difference?
Yes. So, yo indicating somebody repeated an action. The action is done.
Mm-hmm.
You already did it again.
Okay.
Yo is also used before the verb because it's an adverb.
Mm-hmm.
Since it indicates the action is completed, you usually see 了 with it. Yo 去了 went again. Yo 吃了 ate again.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes the L is omitted in casual speech.
Mm-hmm.
在 means to repeat an action in the future, so the action has not been done yet.
Oh, it's that simple, huh? So 在 future, 有 past.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. 好。Next meaning of 在 is to delay an action to the future.
Okay.
So do it in the future. Usually before 在 in this situation, you will have the condition when it needs to it'll happen in the future. It can be a time, it can be a certain condition that needs to be met for this action to happen. Let's see. 比如下次再说吧。
下次再说吧。Next time, wait, let me think. Next time I will tell you, or next time I'll tell you again. I'm not sure, to be honest.
This means we'll talk about it in the future.
Ah.
Or next time. We'll talk about next time.
Okay, okay.
对。So here, before 在 is 下次, and this is the time when you're delaying it to. You're delaying the action to next time.
Mm-hmm.
好, so in this situation, 在 means to delay the action of discussing something.
Okay, okay. So if someone wants to talk about something kind of complex, but it's not a good time to do it at this moment, you can say, next time I'll tell you. 再次, wait, sorry, 下次再说吧.
Yes.
Okay.
That's 好. Right. 好, another example.明天再去买菜吧。
明天再去买菜吧。Tomorrow I will go buy groceries again. I'm not going to buy groceries today, but tomorrow I will buy groceries.
对。
Okay, so now I'm getting into confusion land here. I couldn't see myself ever using this sentence. Okay, so 明天再去my 菜吧. Whenever I hear that, I hear, because I think of 在 as again. So I'm thinking this person, if I heard someone say that, I would think they're going to buy groceries again. But that's wrong.
No.
Okay.
That usually, this sentence usually means, let's get groceries tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So you're not translating the character of 在 in this case.
Okay.
That's why you said you don't see yourself using it. Maybe
or if someone said it, I would think that they already bought groceries and now they're going to do it again tomorrow.
Okay, okay. Yeah. 好, in this case, 在 means to delay the action of getting groceries to tomorrow.
Okay.
If it means again, usually you would say 明天再去买一次菜. You add in a 一次 in there.
Okay.Okay, for example, we could add on to make this sentence, give this sentence some context, maybe. 下雨太大了，明天再去买菜吧。
对。
Okay, it's raining too hard, let's get groceries tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
对，好，雨下大了，明天再去买菜吧。
好的。
Before 在, we have the time when you're delaying it to.Delaying to tomorrow.
Okay.
好, I do get this question quite often from my students. The difference is if there is 一次 or not.
Okay. So 一次 implies that you've already done it once and you're going to do it again.
Yes.
There's no 一次, it's the suggestion to delay an action.
Yes.Okay. Also, sometimes it just depends on the context. It might not be super clear. So you need to use the context to tell. For instance, next week, we want to go again to the competition. If you know we went today, then you'll know we're talking about next week, want to go again one more time.
How?
Right? Okay. How? But just to clarify, in this sentence, it might be better to add in a 一次.我想再去一次这个比赛。
Okay.
More clear.
Right, right. That would mean we are going to go again.
Right.
Okay.
好。Let's take a look at another example. 听完这首歌再走。
听完这首歌再走。Whenever after this song, let's leave.
对。
And it's a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
You could easily add ba to the end of this, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if I was going to say, and this is illustrating how I don't understand how to use this character in this sense yet, I would say, 听完这首歌就走吧。
就走 is also correct, but it indicates a different meaning. It means as soon as we finish listening, we'll go.
Okay.
So it indicates a sense of
urgency.
Urgency, yes.
Okay. Okay, and 在
means you're going to wait. Let's not leave now, but we're going to finish this song.
Okay. All right. That's going to take me a while to get this word. Because I've been using 在, but I use it in the sense of again.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the purpose of this episode, to expose our audience to more usage of this character.
Right, okay.
Because it's very commonly used.
Right. This might be the reason why I get so confused when listening to Chinese people so much. Like, sometimes I understand every word they're saying, but like I'm confused that, do you mean this or this? And this might be one of those cases.
Right.
Where I hear the word die and I think, okay, again? But you didn't do...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Okay, 好. So, for example, I'm in a rush. I said, let's leave now. 走吧,走吧. And then you're listening to a song and you want to delay.
对.
Right? Then you would say this.
听完这首歌再走吧.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, before 再 is the condition. This condition needs to be met before we do this action.
Okay.
Right.
好. And that's the... delaying the action.
Yes.
Okay.
Delaying it. That's right. 好. Let's try it out.
好.
I want to rest for 2 more days.
Before going back to work. Okay.
sure.
Okay, let me see if I can do this.
Okay.
Did I say it right?
Almost, okay. But you didn't express want to.
Okay. Well, actually, I debated whether to include that, and I, using the example of the listening to the song when I decided to omit it, but let me try again. 我想休息两天再上班.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, this means I want to rest for 2 days before I go to work.
Okay.
But there's no more days.
Oh, 2 more days. Oh, okay. Let me try. I want to rest for 2 days 再上班。对不对？
不对。
不对。对。
我想再休息两天。
Oh.
再上班。
Okay, so you have 在 in the sense of again, and then 在 in the sense of delaying the action in one sentence. Okay, 我想再休息两天再上班。
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the first 在休息 rest more means you've already rested for a while, but you want to continue resting for 2 more days.
This is a sentence commonly used on Sunday night across the world. Yeah,
that's right. The second 在 is to delay the action of going back to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. 我想再休息两天再上班。
好的。
All right. In the end, we're going to mention some negatives for good measure. The common negative structures of 在. Involving 在.
Okay.
The first one is 别在.
No idea what that means. Never heard that.
Do you know 别?
Don't.
Yes. Okay. So 别在 means stop doing something.
Oh, don't do it again. Is that what it means or no?
Stop doing it or don't do it again. I think that means the same, no?
Yeah. But I mean, when you say don't do it again, it implies that someone's already doing, well, I guess both do. Yeah, I guess they're the same.
Okay, so 别再 plus a verb, structure is the same.
Uh-huh.
比如别再吃了。
Don't eat again. Don't, stop eating. Don't eat more.
Yeah, stop eating.
Right, okay.
That's mean.
It is. Well, okay. I mean, I could see, like, I don't know.
candy?
A mom saying this to their kid. Yeah. While eating candy on Halloween.
On Halloween. Yes. Okay. So 别再 means stop doing this. Don't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
别再吃了。别再去他家了。
Don't go to his house again.
对。
Also mean.
What else? I love our examples.
别再烦我。
Okay.
You say that to me all the time in English. Don't annoy me again.
Yeah. 别再烦我了。Right. 好。And the next one is 不再。This means no longer.
Oh, yeah. I know this phrase. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 不再 plus verb.
Mm-hmm.
比如他不再住在这儿了。
他不再住在这儿了。He will never live here again. Or he will no longer live here.
He no longer lives here.
Oh, okay. Okay, I guess I need help with this. Because I thought it was in the sense of like, this person will not do this again. Like they made a decision not to do this again.
That can mean that too.
Okay.
He will not live. 他不, then you would add in a 他不会.
Oh, yeah, because I'm saying more future. Yeah.
Right. He will not, right? 他不会再住在这儿了. He will not live here again.
Okay. So that's he will not live here again. But 他不再住在这儿了 means he no longer lives here.
Yes.
Okay.
He no longer lives here.He lives somewhere else now. All right. 这些条件不再适用。
这些条件不再适用。Okay, don't tell me.
Okay.
不再适用。This challenge is no longer useful?
条件是 conditions.
These can... Oh, I'm thinking of 条件. Okay, I guess I don't know the word 条件. These conditions no longer apply?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what does 使用 mean?
To apply.
Okay.
To be suitable to use to apply.
Okay. Boy, that went from this challenge is no longer useful to these conditions no longer apply. That's how easy it is to make. Okay. 好, bye.
这些条件不再适用。
These conditions no longer apply.
对,条件, condition, 挑战 is challenge.
对, that's what I thought it was. Okay.
好,所以不再 means no longer. Do you want to try giving an example?
For 不再?
Yeah.
Okay. 我不再给我狗吃人菜. Is that correct?
吃人吃的菜。
Okay, 我不再给我的狗吃人吃的菜。Okay, so you can't just say 人菜 for people food.
No.
Okay. Okay, so this sentence translation, I will no longer give my dog people food.
对。
Right.
I no longer give my dog people food.
Okay, so if I wanted to say I will no longer...我不会再给我的狗吃人吃的菜。
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's right. Okay, 好。所以 we mentioned 别再, stop doing it, don't do it again, usually in commands or requests.
别再烦我。
Okay. And 不再 means no longer. Lastly, we have 再也不。
Ooh.Okay, 再也不, can I guess on this?
Yeah.
再也不. And I know this 也 can mean like can be an emphasis, right?
Yes.
Okay, is that how it's used? All right. 再也不. Does this also mean no longer, but even stronger, like never again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never again. Will not do something again.
Okay.
比如我再也不去了。
I will never go there again.
Yeah.
Okay.
我再也不吃牛角肉了。
I will never eat cow's feet meat again.
Not feet. beef.
Oh, no. What is 牛绞肉? What is that?
It's ground beef.
Oh, ground beef. Okay.
So what does that mean?
I will never eat ground beef again.
Mm-hmm.
I feel sorry for you. I love ground beef.
Yeah, I got so sick from the ground beef I made this week. So this is an honest sentence for me. 再也不, will not again, never again.
好.
Quite strong. 好. This is a common phrase. 再见再见再也不见.
再见再见再也不见再也不. Bye bye, bye bye, I will never see you again.
Right.
Is this like if you hate someone and you...
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, goodbye, I don't want to see you again.
Okay.
I never want to see you again.
Okay. Ha, ha, ha. Okay. So this could... We have a phrase for English. I guess this would be translated as good riddance.
What?
Have you ever heard that phrase, good riddance?
No.
It's like you're saying goodbye to somebody, but in a way, like, I want you to leave. I don't care if you ever come back.
Oh, really?
Good riddance, yeah.
Oh.
That seems to have the same sense.
Yeah. Okay. I guess it's good that I've never heard of it.
No one's ever said that to you. Good.
Okay. 再也不见. I will never see you again.
And it has a sense of I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good okay. riddance. Yeah.
好的. Last example. 我再也不相信. Ooh. 你说的话了。
Say that again, I interrupted you, sorry.
我再也不相信你说的话了。我再也不相信你说的话了。
I will never believe anything you say again.
Yes.
Okay.
So 再也不 is quite strong.
Yeah.
好的。所以 these are the usages and meanings of 再.
Mm.
Questions in the end?
I think no questions. It's one of those things you just got to practice and pay attention to. And I think it's an important lesson because I can see from going through this that this is the reason why I'm confused when I'm listening to people speak Chinese. This is why I get confused because I don't understand stuff like this. So thank you.
All right. 好的. Well, I hope today's episode is helpful to some of our listeners. If you have any topic suggestions, please leave them on our Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee page, or send us a message. And finally, we're going to give a shout out to our new members.
好的.
We have Christine.
谢谢你, Christine.
And Philip.
Thank you, Philip.
M.
Thank you, M.
Sophie.
谢谢你, Sophie.
London J.
Thank you, London.
Andre.
Thank you, Andre.
Jason.
谢谢你, Jason.
Kenneth.
Thank you, Kenneth. Thank you, Gerardo.
Thank you. Andre.
Andresh, I guess. Thank you, Andresh.
Anders.
谢谢你, Anders.
Juan.
Thank you, Juan.
MT.
That is short for Mountain Dew.
Oh.
Thank you, Mountain Dew.
Seriously?
I think so.
All right. Thank you guys so much. 下次再见.
下次再见. 下次再见.